Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings to everybody. Thank you so much. I see everybody just logging on. And it swells my heart. So I welcome all of you. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Appreciate, love every one of you. Ariel, Daniel, Stephen, Andrew. Thank you. Thank you, Dee Dee. Thank you for being here. New listeners, avid listeners, I welcome you all with warm, loving energy. I just love it. I just love it all. And I give thanks for you wanting to spend your time with me tonight. You know, I really look forward to seeing everybody logging on and eagerly awaiting, even me, even though I'm the host of the show, you know, I am still a student of it all. So I am just here to share my thoughts and I would love to hear your thoughts. So give me a call anytime you want at 646-595-3197. 646-595-3197. Would love to hear your opinions and questions. If you have any, I would love to see if I can answer it, or anything you would like to share. It don't matter what. Would love to hear from you. So call me anytime you'd like, all right? I know everybody likes texting and just getting it on, but I would love to hear some voices, guys. Would really love to hear it. Or you could log on to the chat room and let me know that you're here with me and chilling with me. Love that. Love that. All right? So tonight we're going to talk about our vibrations and how important our vibrations are. You know, we've been given a lot of tools to help survive this life. But we have decided to pay attention to the laws of the land and not the laws of the universe. And this is my intent for this show, is to bring it back to some awareness of what you have going for you. And your vibrations is a vital part of that. So why is it important to raise the vibration? And if you're wondering why is it important for you, you know, this is the show for you. And if you've never heard of vibrations before, this show on the Soulful Healing Talk Show will definitely bring an awakening to you. You know, because raising your vibrations is the key to life. It is the key to getting what you want out of life. Your vibrations affect every facet, every aspect of your life, including your health, your wellness, your happiness, your work, your relationships, all those aspects. Everything in the universe, including you, is made up of one thing, okay? And that one thing is light energy. And light energy has a vibrational frequency, okay? Some light moves at low frequencies, while other light travels at high frequencies. And frequencies can be perceived through our senses. They can be seen through light. They can be heard as sound. They can be felt in a variety of ways, most commonly known through our emotions. But before I go any further, let me play my opening song for you. Positive Vibrations by Bob Marley. Here we go.
Yeah, positive. Got to have a good vibe.
I am.
much easier. Yeah.
A bit easier.
Say you just can't live that negative way. If you know what I mean, make way for the positive day. 'Cause it's news. And if it's a new feeling, yeah, said it's a new science. Oh, what a new day.
Picking up. Are you picking up now?
Jolly.
Created by conscious minds and including yours, and you have literally brought existence into reality with your own thoughts and your own feelings. And your own thoughts and your own feelings, what happened is that they resonate at a particular vibrational frequency. And the world around you is a projection of it, is a light energy of it. And here is my first call, yay! Thank you for tuning in to the Soul Food Healing Talk Show. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm good. Hello, this is Greg from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Greg. Nice hearing from you tonight. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I just wanted to tap into some of that good vibrational energy.
Yeah, we need to spread it, Greg. We need to spread it. Don't you think?
Oh, yes, exactly. I mean, there's just way too much negativity in the world.
Wow, it's suffocating. And that's why I thought that, you know, just bringing us to an awareness, because, you know, there are a lot of people who don't know about this vibrational energy. And they don't know about what the impact that the vibrational energy, the output it brings to our life. So this is why I wanted the topic out there tonight. So you have
okay.
Anything good to share about vibrational energy tonight, Greg?
Well, I have noticed that I've been trying to get involved in some group calls and meditations on a regular basis, and that seems to really clear the atmosphere. But on the negative side is whenever it seems like I get filled up and maybe I'm not doing things perfectly. Sometimes I'll start to tap into some local energies. And that's something I've been trying to work through lately. I'm not that experienced with different, why things happen, you know, these cycles of energy. But I find that sometimes it's like I get a tour guide of people's problems in my dreams. And I'm not able to deal with that, so I just get drugged down. And I'm trying to release and figure out what all that is about. I understand
okay.
that, yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes our greatest gifts can be our weaknesses too, and we have to learn to balance it. So that is a good realization for you, though. And I hope as much as I can tune into something that will help you along the way. And I'm so happy that you're here hanging with me tonight, Greg. Really appreciate you being here. And going to get as much as I can. And always tune in to me. I would love it if you tune in and just share everything that you needed to share. Because this show program is geared to for us to share with each other. You know, our experiences, even though they're personal to us, they always help somebody else. You know what I mean? And you can always teach me. You always will know something that I don't know. And, you know, in you sharing, you're sharing with millions of people right now and helping and somebody identifying with you. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
this
exactly.
is where you come and expose. Nobody's here to judge you. Nobody's here to criticize you. Is that just that you're sharing your story with others to help others? All right?
I look forward to hearing.
Thank you so much, Greg. Looking for you. Want to hang on?
Yeah, I'll be here a while.
All right. Stay on, guys. Would love you. Even if you can interrupt me and give me your point of view, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You know, this is what I'm saying. Your thoughts and your feelings that resonate at a particular vibrational frequency around the world, and it is projecting in your own world. And this process is a lot like watching TV. If you're tuning to, just for instance, you're tuning to Channel 5, you will only see the shows on Channel 5. You will not see the shows on Channel 9 or 12 or IFC or anyone like that. And it's just like when your thoughts and emotions tune into a frequency, you will only see the world that resides at that frequency. And if you're in a depressed state of mind, for instance, you will see nothing but the negative in your reality. You know, but if you are in a joyful state of mind, you will see nothing but the positive. Okay? You get me? So that is why it is extremely important to try and direct your consciousness to a high vibrational frequency. Because, let's face it, who wants to be in only a depressed state all the time? And higher vibrational thinking and feelings, it also lead to higher vibrational realities, which embody more of feelings of happiness and joy and love. And to me, that's way better than the alternative. It's a better reality to deal with, in my realization. And higher vibrational thinking, it results in realities that are healthy, and wealthy, okay, and ultimately fun. And you can see evidence of this daily. You see it in, you know, that one friend. That one friend who has all the luck. You know, he is like he always win the lotto. You know, one day he would find money in the street. And then, you know, all the girls or all the guys want the girl or the guy. And they believe that good things will happen to them. So the universe delivers him the best it has to offer because he's expecting this. This vibrational frequency is emitting this. And this is a guy whose consciousness, as I said, is operating at a high vibrational frequency. And if you look on the opposite side of the spectrum, you will see the other friend who constantly complains about something, whether it's how he's sick or how broke he is or something. And, you know, when somebody complains about how sick they are, notice how quickly they pick up sicknesses, you know, because they think that sickness is inevitable. And so the universe, in turn, delivers what he believes or what vibrational frequency he's putting out there. This is a guy that is operating, in other words, at a low vibrational frequency. But no matter where you are on the spectrum, the good news is that you can always improve your vibration with just a little bit of effort sometimes. And doesn't it, to me, knowing this vibration, this information about vibration, it makes sense to me that you try to raise your vibration than try to have them low and you're sulking and you're depressed and all of that. I'm not saying that you shouldn't deal with that moment in your life. But when you have a choice and a chance, try to build your vibrations up so you can finally get some goodness out of life. You know, think about the things that make you happy. The things that make you smile. These are the keys to living a good, happy life. You know, do one thing that lowers your vibration is what I've noticed is the junk that they have on television these days. You know, now more than ever, we should avoid watching the television because I believe it is one of the biggest mind-controlling and negative energy propaganda that comes out of it. You know, tell lie programming. And that's exactly what it is. It is programming of our minds with a lot of lies. Like reality TV. That is so far away from reality, it is ridiculous. And you know, what is more ridiculous is that people believe it is more real than the fiction, when in fact most of it is really staged to get all the ratings, to get the shock factor from you, which ultimately is actually a negative vibration. Okay, look at the news. Look at the news these days. Every newscast is designed to drain your energy. Think about it. Have you ever felt good after watching the news on TV? You ever feel good about it afterwards? You know? Have you felt good watching the TV, the news? And I have never, you know? And you always look at how the newscasters talk, always in an urgent voice, a tone that is like it's crucial to your existence right away. And let me tell you this, it's not a coincidence that they speak this way either. They were trained to talk this way. So, what is the importance of this show? Why is your energy vibration more important now than ever? Because I want to break through the secret. That it has been a great secret throughout the eight ages. Okay? Fear not only drains your positive energy, but it also allows you to be controlled by those who impose the fears. Okay, so this is why I'm trying to talk about it tonight to you guys. What time is this? Okay, so I'm good. All right, so have you ever heard someone say that, you know, you're picking up on somebody's energy and you say, you know, that man have a really negative vibe. You ever have that feeling? Because you're feeling that man's energy. Or even on the opposite side of the spectrum, that man has amazing energy. You know, you thought that somebody was so energetic and positive. It is you picking up on their vibration. And yet, we really don't take the time to stop and think about the depth of these common expressions and remarks we make. We don't think about it. But the truth is that instinctively, we're on both a primal and intuitive level. We can sense that some, you know, not only is everything composed of energy, but this energy varies in its quantity and in its quality. Okay, and you can see that every day in your lives. In your everyday lives, it's very evident. Okay? High vibrations are usually associated with positive qualities and feelings like forgiveness and compassion and peace and joy and love. And on the other hand, the low vibrations are associated with qualities like hatred and fear and greed and depression. And these are how you know, things you need to pick up on to know about low and high vibration, okay? But what does that all really mean? In a nutshell, the higher your vibration is, the more in touch you are with your higher self, with your inner God, with your inner goddess, with your divinity, with your holiness, with your consciousness, with your higher self. It don't matter. You call it Jesus, you call it Selassie, you call it Buddha, you call it your higher self. It don't matter. You're in touch with a higher vibration. And it also means that your lower your vibration is, the more out of sync you are with your higher vibration. And the more out of sync you are with your higher nature. And so you will more experience more conflict and, you know, worse states in your life. And I just want to play this song for you. It's called You Gotta Make It by Richie Spice. I just love this song. So here we go.
Oh, na na na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Oh, na 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 na. Na 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 na. You got the confidence to say you want to make it one. And motivate to say no crap. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Though the going gets so tough. Oh no, oh no, oh no. You got to reach the wild the sun and keep the fire burn. Right to wild the sun because we're good to win the world. Trample our paganism and back to reality.
Reality.
And rest our liberty.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Though the going gets so tough.
Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
You got the confidence to say if you want to make it one. If you got the motivation to say if you want to take it, yes. You got to speak it into being. Create your own scene. Light your own light.
Fight it.
Fight, you wanna fight.
Fight it.
Have you been deceived? And where they are so mean. Oh, look at the Satan, don't believe. Now the fire will burn it in. And now they gotta be no come.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Though the going gets so tough.
Oh, no, oh, no.
You got a confidence to say if you wanna make it. If you got a motivation to say, if you wanna take it, yeah. They will try to get you out. Fool your mind with doubt. Fool your heart with fear. So you don't reach nowhere. Trying to get you
scared.
I put things right there. In everything you do. I know it's for you too. Daddy, you gotta be no Trump.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Though the going gets so tough.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
You got the confidence to say if you wanna make it one. You got the motivation to say if you wanna take it one. Daddy, you gotta be no Trump. Confidence yourself if you want to make it one and motivate yourself.
And you know why you have to get confident in yourself and motivate yourself? Because it also submits a higher vibrational frequency out there. And so it matches your reality. And that is one of the advantages. You know, and I'm going to go through some signs, you know, where you can figure out what is your core signature, your vibrational signature. Okay, but before we go through the signs, I want to bring two things to your attention. It is important to remember, firstly, that you are rarely ever 100% either or anything in life, and it goes with this list. therefore, you'll most likely fall along the spectrum of, you know, like 25 high and 75 low, or 55 high and 45 low, or something to that effect. Okay, so refrain from boxing yourself into any labeling. Okay? Secondly, discovering whether you have a primarily low or high vibrational will be really helpful to you. Okay? But I want you to also be wary of using these labels against others. Okay? Like you would say, he or she has a low vibrational energy. Keep away from them. No. You know, you don't do that, because it also perpetuates the low vibrational energy linked to segregation and discrimination. So don't do that. It is, this test is used as a self-discovery tool, not to judge others. All right? So promise me it's not used to judge others. So with this in mind, let us check out what vibration you have and how does it impact your life. Okay? So if you have a low vibration, you may feel stuck or stranded or knowing not what to do next. And that also could be a phase in a spiritual growth also. Okay, you may feel that you have a struggle with the uncaring attitude towards yourself and others. Okay? You may find that you're emotionally distant, or you're emotionally very reactive, or you struggle with constant fatigue and lethargy, or if you have a primarily self-centric view of the world, okay, or if you struggle with despair and desperation, or you feel bottled, you know, you have bottled up feelings like resentment and jealousy. Those can lower big time your vibrational frequency. If you suffer from a guilt complex, you can, you know, where you always feel guilty about something. That can lower your vibrational energy too, okay? You struggle with mental issues like anxiety or OCD or depression, that lowers your vibrational frequency. And you find it hard to the beauty in life, you know, and therefore you feel unfulfilled. All of that lowers your vibrational frequency and you start to complain a lot, you know. And there's so much negative going on, that's all you can focus on, because it is matching everything you're putting out. So, you know, watch yourself. You have a high vibrational frequency when you're self-aware. That is when you're conscious of what you're saying and doing and drinking and feeling, as well as the effect it has on others also. Okay, you're empathetic towards others' needs, and they make a habit of seeing through the eyes of other people. That is when you're operating at a high vibrational frequency. You know, you're emotionally balanced. And you need to feel connected with which is beyond. You know, like life and divinity and love. Okay? And you have a great sense of humor towards life. it don't beat you though. You find a way to work it yourself out of it. And your gratitude is the biggest thing to raise your vibrational frequency. Because you can't be happy about something and complain at the same time. You can't be grateful about something and start complaining at the same time. Okay? Smiling and laughing, it comes easily to you when you have a high vibrational frequency. You know what I mean? You're self-disciplined. You can delay pleasure at any time if it's not serving you at the time. Okay, you tune in with your body and its needs. And you nurture yourself. And you nurture others. Okay? You live in the present moment than the past and the future that is vibrating at a high frequency. Okay? You forgive yourself and other people easily. That is really operating at a high vibrational frequency. Hi, guest 1271. How are you doing tonight? Thank you for being here with me. Thank you so much for logging in and tuning in. Have any opinions to share with me tonight? Anything at all? I'd really love to know that you're here with me, guys. You know? And you're not closed off to other people's ideas and beliefs and experiences. You're willing to share and understand as operating at a high vibrational frequency. Okay? You find that other people easily open up to you just because they're operating high. And you find yourself in the role of a counselor or a peacemaker. Okay, so if you want to shift your vibrations to manifest your desire, the first thing I want you to remember is that you're not a physical being in a physical universe. You're actually an energetic vibrational being in an energetic vibrational universe. Okay, you are both a transmitter and receiver of energy. And one of your greatest challenges as a human being is learning how to live and vibrate as a being in a vibrational universe. Okay? And when you do that, you attract compatible patterns equal to your vibrations. You don't attract in your life what you want. You don't attract what you think about. You don't attract what you feel. Okay? That desires, thoughts, and feelings, yes, they're all important. But these are more effects than the causes. What really happens is that you attract what you're signaling out there. Okay, think of yourself as a vibrational transmitter. You're constantly sending out signals that tell the universe who you are at this moment. And these signals can and they will either attract or repel other vibrational beings, events, or experiences from your life, because you naturally attract that which is harmony with your state of being, and you repel that which is out of the sync with your state. So if your energy self radiates wealth and abundance, in other words, your physical reality would reflect wealth and abundance for your physical being too. But if your energetic self radiates anger and frustration, that is what your physical reality will reflect too. it's not something made up. It's physics. And since the signals you're sending out at any given moment can be fairly complex, you know, your experience of your physical reality will be equally complex. And once you accept that your vibrational self attracts compatible patterns, once you accept that, okay, it becomes clear that if you want to experience something different in your life, you must change the signals that you're putting out there. And how you know? Just listen to the vibrational hum of your being. Think about it. Quiet your mind. Tune into your inner being. And listen to the ever-broadcasting radio station that is you. And think about the signals that you're broadcasting at this moment. When I tune in to me, some of the signals that I sense from me is gratitude. Right now, I'm so grateful. Went on the road, and I'm home safe, and I'm grateful and thankful that it's all good. Right now, I'm just grateful that everybody I love is okay. You know, right now I'm grateful that I can manage. You know, right now it's just that. You know, I can sense that I'm sending out that kind of gratefulness to attract positive things into my life. You know, I'm attracting physical and financial abundance in my life. And I can sense right now that my energy is very mental because at this moment I'm doing this show and I'm out there in my mental reaching out to you guys. It's a frequency I'm sending out. And if I try to describe my current signal right now, I might use the words, you know, flowing, happiness, strong, gratefulness, you know, expanding and warm, sending out to you guys, smooth and energized energy I'm sending out to you guys. Okay? I can observe that it's about maybe about 49 or so degrees right now because it's a bit more chillier than it was earlier, you know? And the music that I play today is still, you know, in my mind. And sound is a vibrational energy too, so maybe that's why it's still in my mind. You know, I can also feel the combined energy of everybody tuned in right now to the Soulful Healing Talk Show. It's a beautiful thing to me. And it lifts my spirit and it lifts my vibration because you're tuned in because I'm resonating with you. And it fills my heart. And even if you don't agree with everything with me, it's a beautiful thing to share with me your opinion. It's a beautiful thing, you know. I want to feel to send out signals that will make my environment in sync. Like I want to have a happy and peaceful environment, so I try to be happy and peaceful. So my environment will reflect that. Okay, remember that your energy signature is the summation of all the signals we are sending out there. Okay? Your thoughts and your feelings aren't the sense, aren't the cause of these signals. Okay? The thoughts and your feelings are actually effects of the signals. If you change the signals you're emitting, your thoughts and your feelings will shift as well. Okay? Your vibrational being and your environment will tend to move towards equilibrium over time. It means if your current life situation appears fairly stable, it's safe to say that you're maintaining an equilibrium. Yes, it may be safe, but things happen in your life that cause you to turn on a path. So life is a lot of complexity, and we have to learn how to deal with it. Okay? Okay? You know, some people, yes, Erica, it is true. Some people say you're exposing yourself. If you're broke all the time, you're exposing yourself to a familiar brokenness. That is very, very possible. Because if you believe you will never receive, then you'll never receive. Okay? And it also includes the place you live, the people you interact with, your work environment. Now, your being is immersed in a field of these signals. And this encourages you to vibrate at the same level. And if you continue to surround yourself with signals that reinforce your current state, then it is quite possible that that state will just stay there forever. You know, you may be able to get away from it for a while, but it keeps coming back because that is your equilibrium. Okay, so you have to create a shift in your vibration if it is not where you want it to be. And it's very, very easy to create a shift. You can jump around and move your body around. You can sing your favorite song. You can smile. You know, you can take a cold shower, invigorate yourself. All of these things will change your state, yes, but it won't change any sort of lasting change if you return to your own vibration, okay? If your dominant signal remains unchanged, your equilibrium, it won't shift, it will be the same. So in order to shift the equilibrium, you need to change or break up the old equilibrium. And this means that you must create a lasting disconnect between your current vibration and the vibrations that are compatible with the environment. And there are two ways to do this. You can shift your old vibration long enough to create a lasting disconnect with the current vibration. Okay? You can do that. And if you start transmitting a new signal, you will repel whatever in your environment is not compatible with your new signal. Okay? You also will begin attracting other people and events and experiences that are compatible with your new signal. You know, try it. Hold the signal, the new vibration, long enough, and you will see a whole physical reality change. Okay? and you can apply this approach. You can do some exercises by visualizing your goals as clear as day, like you can have it in a minute. You have every money to check it out and get it. You know, see your goals vividly for at least 20 minutes a day. And it will encourage you to reach there quicker. You know? And then you visualize in such a way that you can feel the strong emotions attached to it. And the emotional shift indicates that you are broadcasting a new signal. And the longer you can hold this new vibration, is the faster your reality will shift. Okay? Where am I? All right? So that is it. I'm going to play my next song, and it is Shinehead, Strive. I love this song because it is so true.
She's gonna start with all the things, make you rock it, come in as I will see you. Down your little list, make you jump on Swiss, big like this. Great men and women went about things the old-fashioned way. They
yep, we gotta strive for it. And tonight, that's what we're talking about, getting it together so we can get what we want. You know, so to sum up what I was saying before, you can either change the signal you're emitting, or you can change the signal you're immersed in. Okay? Either way, it can be a very effective way at creating a lasting change in a vibrational pattern. Okay? And that is what? Of all the New Year's resolutions, this is what we should be giving ourselves a chance at. Just vibrating at a higher frequency. You see how your life changes. You can create what you desire, okay? You get to create what you want in life. You must shift your vibrational pattern. You know, such that you are emitting a signal that is vibrationally compatible to what you want, to your goals and desires. You can identify that new vibration very vividly, you know, visualize your goals until you start emitting different emotions. Okay, because those emotions are stabilized at a certain point. And notice how your vibrational inner being feels when you do that. Check it out. Okay? It's an exercise you can try out for yourself. It's not just emotionally you're talking either, but energetically. And then when you try that, return to your old state. And know, I want you to notice the vibrational difference between the two states. You know, compare and contrast the old vibration with the new one. Okay? You know, like back in the day, for example, here's how I describe the vibration of being broke and deep in debt. Okay? And it's something that I held on, a frequency I emitted for many, many years. You know, tight, knotty, twisted, rough, blurry, squeezed, didn't like it. But, you know, I grew up loving and being loved, and that is good for me. And here how I describe the vibration of financial abundance. How would you describe that feeling? It's good to find out how you would describe it, you know, so you can push the vibration out there. How would you describe the feeling of financial abundance? I would say open and free and flowing and focused and intense. What would you use? What description would you use for financial abundance? Greg, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What words would you use for financial abundance?
I would think, apart from all the different meditations and things I've done, I would say that a personal coach would probably be good. I know that's a little off topic, but
no.
One thing that I've found is one of the biggest problems that I've had has to do with energetic entanglements over between people, towns, cities.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find is whenever you have somebody that can help support you as you change your frequency, even if it's a group call like what we're doing here,
yeah,
it can really help erase that negativity of your environment. So I would say, along with the affirmations and I am blessed, and looking for vehicles to lay things out before the spirit, to lay a set of plans out that can help you manifest, and ask for direction. So where you're, as you're tuning into this vibration, you're looking for things in your life that can hold that tune.
Definitely. You're looking for the compatibility. Right?
Yeah, just exactly. Just like if you wanted to express yourself and you feel like you've been having trouble, to write some stories and put it on YouTube would be a great way, a good vehicle. You know, in the same way with just looking at what's available business-wise, you know, along with the affirmations.
Yes, and just the you know, I think being grateful is my whenever I find myself getting down in the dumps, being grateful always tend to lift my vibrations 100 degrees. Because I can't be unhappy and grateful at the same time.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, actually, I was trying that last couple nights ago.
But it's a wonderful, that is my medicine. That is my medicine. And, you know, and just by being grateful, you can get that vibrational shift, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. And when you start to let go of worry and doubt and all of that, and you just say, okay, I've accepted what I want, what it is, you see things start to change because of, you're not putting up a resistance anymore to it. And that is also a vibrational frequency. Right? And yes, Erica just said on Facebook, she says she wants to start a business, but the financial news is very, very bad night now, and she don't feel like opening up a business. I can understand that. But now is the perfect time for that fear to be instilled. You know, it's a very bad time to watch or read the mainstream news these days, because that is the plan. Okay? But, you know, instead, what you can do is perfect time to read high quality books or articles or self-help books, or even think of the affirmations every day, you know, because learning to sense and control the vibrational frequencies we have in us is very important, because we're emitting powerful stuff. And once you get this, you can intentionally shift your frequency at will. Okay? It don't matter what state of life you're in right now. Oh my gosh, what time is it? If you want to experience wealth, you can create that. If you want to experience a new relationship, you can create that. You know, this is to say that it will be easy for you to accomplish all of these things. It just takes practice and to adjust the vibrational frequency correctly. So be patient with yourself. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. And a lot of us have limiting beliefs that lowers our vibrational frequencies. And I just wanted to read this to you. There's only one cause of unhappiness: the false beliefs you have in your head believes so widespread, so commonly held, that it never occurs to you to question them. And yes, we need to question everything. You know, because we have limiting beliefs where we want to do it, but we don't get it done. You promise it to yourself, you'll take action, but you're too afraid to. You want to be different, but you don't know how to. And at the core of this failure to launch is a fear or belief that is holding you back. Okay? And it's not just you, it's a lot of people out there. For everything you wish you could do, be, or accomplish, you're just one thought and a bucket full of feelings away from the unfettered success. You know, I would go as far as to say that 90% of the things you wish to accomplish could actually be accomplished if it weren't for limiting beliefs and the incredibly powerful feeling that fuels those beliefs. And you must understand that the only person getting in your way is you. And those powerful feelings have been fed over time by repetitive thinking. You know, maybe something happened when you were a child and you to undercut your confidence or your sense of self-worth, you know, that happens regularly. Or you have to have the years of those thoughts and feelings to brew and grow. And what happened is that it carved deep grooves into your brain. And the longer you have held on to a belief or fear, is the more ingrained it becomes in your mind. Okay? You can get rid of some limiting beliefs. And let me tell you, once you do this, your life will turn around 180 degrees. It really will. You know, we just need to get aware of where we are. You know, and then we'll start to do things that we never thought we could do. You know, you'll be bold and fearless too. And you'll start to find that passion in your life. And you start to seize every opportunity that comes your way. Okay, and what we need to do is to start killing those limiting beliefs. You can't just cut the surface of thinking. You have to get to the root cause too. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you need years of therapy or, you know, all of those things. You don't need all of that. You don't have to explore every dimension of your tortured childhood or your failed marriage, okay? But you need to do three things. You need to isolate one limiting belief from at a time. You need to get rid of them out of your body and your mind. And you start with one that really interferes with your growth. So attack the hard stuff first. And for me, the thing that was interfering with my growth, that was failure, the fear of failure, that was my biggie. And I'm going to talk more about that because I know there is a lot of people's biggies too. Okay? So what is your biggie? You don't feel like you're good enough. You don't make enough money. You know, you're not smart. You're not pretty enough. You're not lovable. You know, start asking yourself why this limiting belief came up in your mind. Okay? The question you have to ask until you run out of questions. Just write down every reason you can think of, starting with the main one that probably occurred. It's the one you can remember, maybe when you was a baby, but write it down. Okay? And why I said to write the reasons down is because you can look back at it and see where you're growing from. You know, somebody may have told you you're no good, but there are hundreds of reasons why you're smart and lovable and attractive. And write those down too. And by doing these tests, you've just sprayed poison on the root of your limiting belief. Okay, you're giving it the oxy. What is it? The antidote. Okay, you believe you can do this exercise, okay, but I'm going to give it to you because you have to reinforce. You have to retrain your brain to create new grooves into your brain with a new way of thinking. Okay, here's another great exercise to help you isolate your limiting beliefs. I'm going to read out some statements to you, and not those that really, you know, write down those that really resonate with you. After you choose which ones that resonate with you, ask yourself why for each statement. And repeat this question as many times as you can till you run out of answers. Okay, the first one is, I have not really made the authentic choice to be fully alive and engaged for the rest of my life. And then the answers are, I need to be right. I have unresolved issues, problems, and difficulties in my life. I'm not clear on my personal values. I'm addicted or attached to substances, people, or behavior. Okay? I've not experienced very much in my life yet. My life is boring. I'm under a lot of stress. I don't take care of myself or my health the way I should. Hold on. Ariel, hey girl, thank you I didn't see you talking to me, but I just wanted to acknowledge you. You wanted me to talk about the fear of failure a little more in depth? Yes, I can, although I don't have much time left. But, you know, I want to just talk about three ways you can overcome the fear of failure. You know, imagine if you could do anything in the world without feeling fear or any negative conditions behind it. Okay, the fear of failure is instilled in us from early childhood because of overly protective parents, maybe, or a grandmother or whomever else brought us up. Okay, it's not easy to hear the words no, no, no from the elders. And after a while, what happens is start getting cautious about what you do around them. You know, and you constantly look to an authority to figure out to see if it's okay, you know, to do this or that. And as we grow, these negative beliefs become more unconscious in our mind. You don't even know it's there. just learn how to live your life as best as you can. Okay? But overcoming fear or failure is not easy by any means. But it can be done. And, you know, especially if you are determined to make your personal growth to the next level, it can be done. I know it's not the easiest thing to do, to look into yourself, but it's vital to do that. Okay? There's no magic pill that turns you into a fearless hero. The only steps that will take you closer to freedom is when you free yourself from the imaginary jail cell of your mind. Okay, and you also have to identify the root cause. Where it come from, where your failure or fear originated. You know, sit down and take a few deep breaths and absorb what you see, feel, and hear. Okay, all right. I wanted to play my last song. My sound is up here. It's terrible. Okay, guys, I just wanted to tell you to give thanks that we have run out of time, and I just wanted to play my last song. I'm going to the pulling up on this vibration thing because there's many aspects of it. And great, we're going to talk more about it, okay? So how was it? Where are you calling from, Greg?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Well, I really appreciate you hanging with me tonight, guys. Everybody out there on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio, on TuneIn, thank you so much for being here with me. And I want you guys to tell me about this song. This is one song I'm interested in, the artist, and it's a new upcoming artist. So tell me what you think about this song.
Indeed.
Everybody got a purpose.
Everyone has a purpose in life. A purpose, yeah. I sing. Everyone's got a purpose in life. Jah made us good, and He made us right. All open her eyes. I like what you say. Start to realize Babylon is feeding us with lies. We may want to divide, but love and unity keep us alive. With Jah in our life, stay focused and stay on just fire and keep your love always in us. Everyone got a purpose in life. We gotta choose to do the right. Sometimes we fuss and fight, and I know that's not right. Some of them been dreaming them life away. Realize that they're here to stay. that song. It's so long and profound. Hey, who's standing? Sitting round the engineer. Cheer. Not the Indian. Him sleep another gear. In the studio, I know it's Iron King G. Earth molecule, but the microphone center, you see. Hey, energy, and we gotta turn up. Take it up and make it do what I want. Everyone got a purpose in life. We gotta choose a life. It's time we open our eyes and start to with love, all would be fine, and we could make it to the end of time. Everyone dreaming of the same thing. We all need love and unity, but why we create so much war? Everyone's got a purpose in life.
Yeah, guys.
The reason why them create so much war is because I saw it set up for real.
You know, I just wanted to reiterate, you know, raising your vibrations and keeping them up is very vital for us. Because if we practice it tonight or you know, in our future, we'll find that the high vibrations equal to that peaceful state of well-being, okay? And when we are in that state, we nourish our minds, we nourish our bodies, we are inspired with great ideas, and we get good instruction, okay? And we dig in those oxygen-pumping workouts and find room to de-stress and detox and unwind, which we need so desperately, okay? Basically, raising the vibrations had to do with all the things. How we're treating ourselves throughout the day, from the thoughts we're feeding our minds, in our bodies, okay? So try your best to raise the vibrations for the week. All right, one love. Love you guys. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for logging on. And I'm going to play my last song. Last song. Please tune in back with me next week. We'd love to hear from you and see you here. All right?
What the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counting. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. Trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Trying to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh.